Chazor zech mishnah sabachi cheskel shagam v'am Yehudim sech l'shabbos daf nun aleph. Zok the mishnah, if you did not do hatmona on Friday, you can't just do it now on Friday night when Shabbos began. But if you did do the hatmona on Friday and it became uncovered, you are allowed to now recover it on Shabbos. You're allowed to do hatmona on a bottle of cold water to keep it cold, even on Shabbos. Zok the gemara, Yehudim name of Shmuel says, you're allowed to insulate cold items on Shabbos to keep them cold. In fact, of Yosef, what's the chiddush? Our mishnah clearly said that. Abaye said, from the mishnah, we would think that maybe you're only allowed to do that for cold water, which is something that you do not do hatmona in the case of warm, to warm it up. Maybe that's why you're allowed to do hatmona to keep it cold. But something that normally you would do hatmona to warm it up a little bit, like food, maybe such a thing you could not do hatmona for cold. Therefore, Shmuel is teaching that even cold food can be, you can do hatmona on cold food to keep it cold. Rav Huna, in the name of Rebbe, said that you're not allowed to do atmana on cold food on Shabbos. In a brisa, which we'll learn soon, Rebbe said that you are allowed to. Zakamara, at first, Rebbe said it's also, but after he heard from Rabbi Yossi, after he heard that Rabbi Yossi allowed it, he allowed it, that he then said it's mutter as well. Rav Nachman told his servant to do atmana on cold food on Shabbos, and that way he would hold him like his Rebbe Shmuel. He also told him to bring hot water that was cooked by a goy, and he said he would drink it, and in that way he held like his Rebbe Rav, who said that anything that's typically eaten raw is not a problem of Bishul Akam if it was cooked by a goy. Rav Ami did not agree with Rav Nachman doing this, because he felt that an Adam Gadol has to be more machmir on himself, and therefore he should not have drank this water that was cooked by a goy. Perek ends off with a long brisa. The brisa says that although you're not allowed to do hatmona on Shabbos, if hatmona was already done, you're allowed to add to it on Shabbos. The Shulman Gamliel explains you're even allowed to change the dover hamatman, the insulation, to make it with a more effective form of insulation. He said further, the hatmona can't be done, even though you can't do hatmona on the pot in which the food was cooked in, but if you take the stuff from the pot and you pour it into a second pot, into a kli sheni, automatically it means it gets cool, then you're allowed to do hatmona on that kli sheni, you're allowed to do hatmona even on Shabbos. The Gemara explains, because the read hatmona is also because we're on Shabbos, because you're afraid you're going to heat it up before you do the hatmona. But over here, by you pouring it into a kli sheni, you're showing that you're cooling it down. You're not heating it up, and therefore hatmona would be mutter. Right, so it continues, if that hatmona was done with muksa materials, but the pot cover itself is not muksa, you're allowed to take the pot cover and move it and take the pot and return it into that hatmona position as well. If the pot cover is muksa and it's covering the entire pot, so then you're not allowed to, the pot, you can't take the pot out. Yehuda says that the fine flax combings are like zevel, like manure, and they're moist of heaven, therefore they can't be used for atmana. The Bryce continues, a pot or a kettle of hot items, you're allowed to put one on top of the other, and even allowed to take a piece of dough to cover the pot or the kettle to retain the heat, but as long as you're doing it to retain the heat, not to cook it. The Bryce says, just like atmana is also be done on hot items, also be done on cold items to keep them cold, but Rebbe says it's mutter. Rice ends off, you're not allowed to crush snow or hail on Shabbos to melt them, but you are allowed to take the snow or hail and put it into a cup of hot items to try to cool it down, even though that will cause the snow or the hail to melt. Had nalach perek bameh toimden. Perek bameh behema perek hamishi. Zokt mishnah b'siyata zeshmaya. The mishnah asks, what is an animal allowed to go out to Rishus Rabbim with, and what is an animal not allowed to go out to Rishus Rabbim with on Shabbos? The mishnah says a camel is allowed to go out with an afsar, which is explained as in Rashi, the rope that is used to control and lead the camel. A female camel is allowed to go out with a chotam. A luvdikim are allowed to go out with prumbia. The Gemara will explain all these things. A horse is allowed to go out with a collar, like a dog collar with a ring that you put a rope through it and attach it like a leash. All animals that typically wear a collar are allowed to go out with a collar and may be pulled by the collar on Shabbos. The Mishnah says a collar may be sprinkled with the parah aduma ashes while the collar is on the animal's neck and may be placed in the mikvah while it's on the animal's neck, and that way it would become tahor. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Bachana explains that when we say the female camel can go out with a chotam, it means that it's referring to these white female camels, and says it can go out with a chotam, which is a metal nose ring that they use a leash, that they put it, you know, they attach a leash to it. And this gives more control than a collar, because these types of camels typically were harder to control, and therefore needed this contraption. She says, V'luvda kim beprumbia. Avun explains this refers to a donkey that comes from Luv, and it teaches it may go out with an iron bit. Yehuda and Shmuel said they asked Rebbe, could a regular camel go out with that chotam nose ring? Or is that considered like something that it doesn't really need and therefore it's carrying on Shabbos? And what about a female camel? Can it go out with just an afsar, which really is not enough to control it? Maybe therefore it's carrying. So Rebbe said a female camel definitely can't go out with an afsar because it's useless to control and therefore it's carrying. The question is regarding a regular camel, can it go out with something that more than it needs for control? Is that called carrying, or extra control is not considered to be carrying? Shmuel Yossi said that his father, Rabbi Yossi, said four animals are allowed to go out with an afsar, a horse, a mule, a camel, and a donkey. And the fact that he said a camel can go out on an afsar, l'chayu, he meant to be memayid and say that a camel cannot go out with this nose ring chotam contraction. Rabbi said it could be, he means to disallow a female camel with an afsar. But it could be that a regular camel maybe could go out with the extra watching of the nose ring, chatam contraption. Mor says this question can actually be the subject of machlokes hanoim, because the braisa that says that a chaya is not allowed to go out with a rope collar. Now Chananya says it could go out with a rope collar or any other restraint. Now they can't be talking about a large chaya, because a rope collar is not sufficient to control a large chaya. It can't be talking about a small chaya, because then the Tanakhama wouldn't say it's usher to walk out with a rope collar for a small chaya. They must be talking about like a very obedient chaya, like a cat, a house cat. The machlokes is that the Tanakhama says a rope collar is excessive, and therefore it's usher because it's carrying. Whereas Chananya says it's okay because an excessive restraint is not a problem on Shabbos, not considered carrying on Shabbos. So you see, it's machlokes tanoim. Mora says, "Rav Huna bar Chiya, in the name of Shmuel, paskins like Chananya."